Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is time for Finn Johansson, who joins us today from the bustling metropolis that is Melbourne, Finn.
Hey, Emil, lovely to hear from you. Lovely to hear your voice. How's it going?
It's going great, Finn. How's Melbourne? How's it treating you?
Melbourne's great. Oh, we played the Merry Creek Tavern, me and Jasmine Mary, last night. It's very cozy. It's like one of those books that a young child might read, where every page is a different kind of fluffy, velvety texture, I guess, for them to... A touchy-feely book, I think it's called.
Beautiful.
Anyway, it's the most terrifying gig I've played in years.
Are Australian audiences different to Kiwi ones?
Nah, totally the same. I mean, Melbourne gigs are full of Wellingtonians, so do with that information what you will.
You're over there for a few weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a few shows. We've got a bit of holiday. We're going to go to Tasmania and kind of kick around with the Wallabies for a while. So yeah, back in 2.5 weeks.
Great stuff. Absolutely dreamy. All right, we've got 3 tracks to play this evening. Tell us about the first one, On My Mind, it's called.
So this first track, we got Baby Rose, a singer from Washington, D.C., with a voice that almost carries as much, what's the word, let's say mana, as 90-year-old Willie Nelson from our show the previous week.
Nice.
Despite being very un-90 years old. Uh-huh. And you couple her with Canadian instrumental boy band Bad Bad Not Good, and you have this EP Slow Burn, which is produced by them and features her songs, Baby Rose's songs, and it just fully dropped this week. This is my favorite track on the album. And I don't know, Bad Bad Not Good have always been maybe a little too jazzy for me. I'm a jazz idiot, if jazz is the word that we're landing on here. But here, the band, you know, being on band and production duties for songs that are, I guess, a little bit more straight down the middle soul kind of music, they're pretty impeccable. There's some seriously like vibey Rhodes playing. I think Rhodes is the, I always get mixed up with organs, but it's the one that's like, oh no, nah, my voice can't actually make a sound like the organ that you're about to hear. But honestly, they're bringing out the best in each other is what I'm trying to say. Baby Rose and Bad Bad Not Good.
The song is called On My Mind. It's by Baby Rose and produced by Bad Bad Not Good. Let's hear it.
Try to let you know, so you don't blame yourself anymore. Got too much to say. So much on my mind. I'll get you in the way. It pour out, 'cause
It's been such a heavy load. I go through things that no one knows. I wanna let you know. Don't wanna carry it alone anymore. Got so much to say. So much on my mind. It all gets in the way. Can never get it right. Got so much to say. So much on my mind.
RNZ National, On My Mind there by Baby Rose and Bad, Bad, Not Good, the choice of Finn Johansson for Art Lately. Finn, that was great. What a voice. Like a smouldering velvet cigarette, that voice.
Yeah. I've given up the smouldering velvet cigarettes a long time ago, but this gave me cravings, I can tell you. I do want to say, if anybody likes that track, I really want to recommend English singer Yola and her track Hold On, similar kind of vibes.
Someone writes in to say the organ sounded exactly as advertised. So well done, Finn. Your pipes did you a good turn there. Your second track this evening is by an artist called Night Lunch. Tell us about them.
Night Lunch, two piece from Dunedin. This new track, 1 Million Pines. They're both called Liam. One Liam plays the drums, normal instrument, but I have to say that he's one of the most magnetic people to watch drum in New Zealand. I get drum crushes. He's one of them. And the other Liam plays the diddly bow, which I guess it's a cool one to talk about on the radio, you know? Not everybody knows what diddly bow is. But historically, the diddly bow is kind of the precursor instrument to the slide guitar. And in practice, it's a guitar pickup nailed to a piece of wood with a single string strung across an electric guitar string. And you play it with a slide on one hand and your other hand smacks the string with a drumstick. And so if you pair that with a modern rock guitar pedal technology, you can really blow the lid off the place with that, less than $100 of instrument. And trust me, you don't need any engineering skills. And I know that because I built one.
There's quite often a beer bottle involved with a diddly bow, isn't there?
You're completely correct. You kind of use the beer bottle in place of a guitar bridge. So it's you string the string up over it so that it cuts off the string. I wish I could describe what bridges do, but I'm sure you get it.
Some other time, perhaps. The track is called 1 Million Pines. What should we listen out for here?
Well, so like this is their second, like they've oscillated between hi-fi and lo-fi releases. This is their second time at Roundhead Studios. It's from a session they did in 2022 with Stephen Ma, who's a fantastic producer up there. And I guess the cool thing about this is that they released their first, oh no, it's not, it wasn't their first collection, but Table for Two, one of their records in 2021. That was their first Roundhead Studios excursion. And it was also with Stephen Ma. And it's cool to see the kind of creative development. I was talking to my friend Ingrid at the gig last night about how you pay $800 for a day in the studio. You walk into the studio and like, I don't know, it takes you a whole day to get your bearings. It takes you a whole day to figure out the amps there, the people there. Like there's so much that is unique to every single studio in the world that you can blow $800 just by, getting your bearings. And so with that in mind, I think it makes sense that this is like an even cooler sounding record or song than the last stuff. Liam, the latter Liam, went through three amps for this beast of a guitar-like sound. And I don't know, it's like thematically as true as it is silly, this one. I feel like it's about, not the opposite of deforestation, but still bad, dark forestation, let's call it. you know, you end up with a whole bunch of pines around Aotearoa, and it's like you're covered in pines. It's bad. It's
the pine the pine invasion. Love it. All right, it's called 1 Million Pines. It's by Night Lunch. Here it is.
Reptilians, 28 gillions, 10 scallions, jillions, fillions.
One Million Pines by Night Lunch, the choice of Finn Johansson for Out Lately. Yes, dark intensity to that song. A country ravaged by anthropomorphic pines, which are, you know...
it's your head cannon, eh?
Yeah, they've instituted a curfew. They're patrolling the streets, those pines.
Holy moly. Yeah. One guitar string, 1 million pines, eh?
Guitar string, 1 million pines. Finn Johansson is picking new music for Out Lately. Your final track this evening, you have a personal connection to, Finn.
Yes, Anil. This is Rotten Tooth from the band Cyanide Thornton from the self-titled album, which came out on Bedroom Suck Records, low-key legendary underground Aussie label. Came out in 2018. So you might be like, oh, why are you playing this on the new music show, Finn? And it's because the person who played for us last night, who opened for me and Jasmine, Mary, is called Sienna Thornton. And her current project is Sylvia. And it punched me in the face. I was working the door. I could only give it 35% of my attention. And then I stepped out and was able to watch one song, and yeah, it punched me in the face. That's the beauty of songwriting, I think. Maybe every art form does it, but there's something about the false sense of security you can get lulled into with songwriting that it can really hit you. And so I asked her afterwards, I was like, do you have any Sylvia records out? And she was like, nah, but I used to be in a band called Cyanide Thornton. And so I looked up their record, and I just wanted to kind of share with you the Sienna Thornton vibe. I think this is just an incredible songwriter that everyone should be able to see what I saw last night. And this is a very, very close thing. So the song's called Rotten Tooth. And yeah, it's super long, so we're only going to get to hear half of it, but that's okay too.
Finn Johansson, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.